Chav Gimel, Sif Tes. Mutar l'shav shef hakelim b'chol dover. You're allowed to use any type of detergent, this type of scraping item to clean off the kelim. Chutz miklei kesef b'gar tikkun. When it comes to kelim and out of silver, and using a type of material called gar tikkun, it's a problem. What is gar tikkun? Shimrei yayin kishen yishav shumen yishkashu. It's like the tartar when wine, the shmorim harden, the sediment hardens. It's like a tartar which develops. It's hard. Meishu memachik kikesef shehurach. Silver is soft. pure silver is fairly soft and malleable. So this is like the malacha memachik, which is smoothing something off. It actually moves the metal and smooths it. So this is like an abrasive type of thing and causes it to something along the lines of, say, steel wool. A person would want to use steel wool on a keli. So where it actually rubs a part of the kli, it sort of moves it around. That's already the malacha memachik. I guess it's some level of nicker, and that, you know, we actually could tell that eventually it wears out. Okay. Took about another mishabur. The chol davar lamaches. Let's see mishabur. The chol davar. I feel a benesser b'chol. You can use chol as sand. Nesser was like a type of an alum. It's also come in the granule form. Now, he wants to know why isn't there a problem of muksa? In other words, sand is like dirt. It's not a kli. So why isn't there a problem of muksa? Kishayichad lehem, mokami baidoyim, shena muksa. So you've designated a place to put them away to use on before Shabbos. So therefore, it takes off the muksa status from the sand. Like which we actually discussed before in Simon Shemchez, they used to use dirt as a cleaning agent. They had dirt floors, so if something would get dirty, somebody would spit it on the floor, you'd cover it with some dirt, that would be a way to make the floor clean again. It would be the all uniform dirt, so it's a dirt as muksa, but if you designate it before Shabbos, that you make a pile of it and you put it in a specific place, that dirt becomes non-muksa. Now, Mishabur now deals with why isn't there a problem of losh? Okay, so he says the case was that it was either that the sand was mixed with water from before Shabbos. There's no losh problem. It's not that. You're not using any water now. You're just using the sand as is without water. Losh is only when it clumps together a little bit. If you add so much liquid that it falls apart, that's not a problem of losh either. Because if it's not any of these three scenarios, this could be a question of lisha to rise. Something which doesn't really become one mass. It's not a bar gibble, so there's a sheet before which says just adding the liquid makes it, that's considered lisha deraisa. Violently come on the simishin chavav, the yoholika chachal b'yadayim retuvais. But you may take it with wet hands, that minimal amount of liquid which is on the hands is not called lisha, that you're putting that amount of water into the sand. Our detergents, which you're talking about with mixing with the water, they basically dissolve in the water. That's not a problem. Now, when you use sand, isn't sand also going to rub against the thing and remove? It's abrasive, so it's going to by being abrasive, it might remove some of the kli and sort of that's the lach of mamachik. It's sort of smoothing the kli, moving the metal around. It's not a psik ratio. So it's mutter because that's not what your intent is. You don't want to rub out the kli, and it's not your intent, and therefore it's mutter. of a gartikon, this substance called gartikon, have a psik reisha, that's a vada that's going to be mamachik. Now, Maril hoya oisra l'shtof as a zchukis b'shibel l'shu'al l'atziroi. Taking shibel l'shu'al, which is oats, and making like an oat bran or something like that, and using it to wash glass would cause the glass to shine. It was polishing it. So he held it was awesome. The Torah, what exactly is the veira of, what exactly is the isser of being matzirit? Not clear what it is. Maybe the Meril held that this, that which was our matzah, the tirach on Shabbos, was to make him clean. But the extra level that you need to polish them and make them, so even though we're not, it's not a machik issue, because it's not rubbing away part of, it's not like you're polishing the silver, you're rubbing away part of the silver, but it's, so it's not a problem of a machik, but the maisa, you're creating this extra effort of making it shine like that, that would not be mutter. The doichik, the Shabur says that maybe that's a pshat, that's a doichik, we don't really know exactly why he held it was osur. So, and the Shartzian brings in Sifkat Nun Aleph that Neser and Chol, which the Beferish and Halacha, that those are mutter, also cause it to shine. So, he doesn't know why the Maril holds its osur. He says the Maril's case was, the Chevim Moshe says the Maril's case was washing it in case you didn't need it. So it's nothing to do with shining it, really. It's just no need for a bichlal.
Oh, what is the, what source is that? Ayin b'esmem?
Chemed Moshe. Chemed Moshe is a chashav, a sefer on Shulchan Aruch. Seder Shulchan Aruch. Shibra quotes it a lot. Okay. Sivkat and Lomites. But this gartikon, which you said that by silver, because silver is malleable, therefore it causes it to actually move the metal around. So that's also, and this gartikon causes that, but that doesn't apply to other kelim. The other kelim don't have that nature. Okay. Okay. So similarly, sharpening a knife, what you're doing basically is you're moving a little layer of metal and you're softening it, you're smoothing it out. So even if you're not using the rechayim, the grindstone, just against a piece of wood even, that's also going to be osur. Because it's like a memachik. In other words, if it's with a rechayim, which you're possibly actually mamash smoothing it out and really removing something, that might be even memachik mamish. But with eitz, it's a daim ala memachik. Okay, zatim shochan aruch yud. And chavin kelim b'melach l'fisha melach nimcha k'shechayfef b'chazaka. So over here, the problem is not what you're doing to the kli, it's probably what you're doing to the salt. So you would sort of like use the salt to rub in the kli. So the problem isn't the salt rubbing the kli, the problem is that the salt starts to dissolve, and that's like a nullit issue on the salt. Sif tests, so it's like the halacha over there that you're allowed to allow snow or hail melt on their own, but to actively go and cause by break them apart into small pieces and cause them to melt, that you can't do.
That's nolad.
It's merlid. It's merlid. You're being merlid mime. So same thing over here.
But melach, what happens to melach? Salt doesn't melt.
I don't know the physical physical properties of what, you know, the physics of it. Zimni Chazal referred to that when you cause it.
If there were moisture there.
The it seems here that the assumption would be that with salt, when it dissolves, it releases some type of a liquid. Okay, so if that's the problem, it's only if you're actually actively rubbing with salt. But I will mutter litin hamelach lahamayim shemediach behem kelim af bishem demimcha memele. But the same way I said before, you can put ice into water, and that which it melts in its own, that's not our problem. It's only if you actively cause it to melt. But passive melting is mutter. So as long as you're not putting too much, we had before, you can't put too much salt into the water, because then you're making a strong mixture, that's a problem. If you're not making a strong mixture, it's dissolving its own into the water, that's okay. Like putting the snow into the water, even though it melts, that's not a problem. So the same thing over here. Okay. Simen Shin Chof Dalet. Which is at first glance seems to be not something again to us, because we're not really dealing with animals, and the halachas over here are the halachas of preparing food for animals. So, but there are definitely elements of it which are applicable to transfer those halachas to Michael Adam also. Okay, Sif Aleph. En kervin hateven b'kvora shibel hamutz la'aretz. You can't, a kvora is like a sieve. You want to put the straw into this sieve, and then do the act of shaking it around, whatever it is, which will cause that the chaff, which is left over from the bran, etc., will fall to the ground, and you're left with just the straw. That's a problem of the melacha merakeh. Similarly, you can't even take a pile of it, put it up in a high place, so the wind will cause the moitz to roll down. The gravity plus the wind will cause the moitz, the shaft, to roll away. That you can't do. If you want to use the kvora as a container to carry it to the avis, to the trough, that's motzav bisha hamoitz noif me'elov, even though it falls out through the holes. It's not your kavana, and obviously you have to say it's not a psik resh, otherwise you're back to square one. Now, in kavrin, it neishuk merakeh, because that goes into the melacha of merakeh, which is sifting. Hatzavin, what is tevin? Humashich mechatkin hakash b'marigin. What is called zanav hashibel is tevin. You take the straw and you cut it into small pieces. Marigin was like a type of a saw. You would saw through it. A chopper. And you make it into small pieces. Umotzum is kana shibel is ha'elyon. That's from the bran part of the stalk, the outer part of the husk. The animal doesn't eat that part, the husk. If he does eat the straw. So you want to put it through the sifter, the sieve, that the moitz should fall out. So that's also aser. I'm not sure the Metzias exactly how this thing worked, why it's not a full fledged merakeh, because that's it's just diamond. It's like merakeh, as opposed to if you actually would go and sift the tzuah from its psoilus, which that's merakeh mamish.
What is a psoilus?
Psoilus would be any type of the husk, whatever it is that you want to remove, or any type of gravel, anything else which got mixed in while you were on the threshing floor, the other things get mixed in.
I guess this is less as it's less. I mean, it's something that they don't. That the animal doesn't normally eat, but it's not psoulis to the same degree. Is that?
I'm not sure why it's not considered a full, mm-hmm. a full fledged actum meraked. It falls through the holes. Okay. Base. Lo yimdoid adam sarim losses the snape hemdoi al mashar be omidait. Person that should not measure the amount of sarim that he's giving. And it goes into the Isra of Medida. So the Isra of Medida is usher and shabbos. You can't measure things. So it looks like you're doing it for business purposes. Except in a case where it's Medida Shal Mitzvah, which apparently didn't apply over here. Dalit, Lo Yimdot, Hainog with Kli Amida, you can't measure in a container, which is a measuring container. And they show near Kilahu my Delimka, that goes into the Yisrael, because Chazal said, it looks like you're measuring it for the purpose of selling it. Abalika, Bakli Akar, Lashar Kavak, Abai Mutter. So he says that so if I know the size of the kleeb, it's not made for measuring, and I want to take that amount, I want to make sure the animal gets a certain amount, so I want to just take it in that kleeb and put it, that's the equivalent of being mishayirit, because I'm not actively using a measuring container. Okay, now Gimel goes back to what we discussed before, the malacha of losh. And now we're dealing with mixing up a type of a mash that you're going to feed the animal. So you're mixing this mash, it's bran or whatever it is that you're mixing together with water. So look, you have a problem of losh when you make the mash to feed the animal. So Gimel. Ein gavlin, you can't mix together morsin of behema latana garlam, morsin was bran, with water, for the behema or for chickens, so you can't mix it up. Avol noisnin by mayim, you can put it in water. Umaver by tarva, you can, and then you move the spoon by makel or the stick. Shasiva Erev. You move it in a criss-cross fashion. Came and shed a memaris b'yada. He's not mixing it with his hands. Vela mesavev hatarvet amakal. And he's not stirring the spoon or the stick around. Is water. That's considered a shinoi in the act of lisha. And it's going to be mutter. Mitzad that. We mentioned that when we learned Hilchos Lisha, we mentioned that the Chazon Ish adds that this heter is only if you remove the spoon or the stick at the end of each interval. Because if you don't, you end up with a circular motion. Because if you go like this, you end up with a circular motion. Right. If you go like this, take it out, go like this, take it out, mm-hmm. so it doesn't, you don't have a circular motion. So the Chazon Ish says you would have to actually remove it in between. That's one shinoi. Umenaro mikli al kli kadeshi yisar, or you can pour it from one kli to the other in order that it should mix together, and that's also considered a shinoi, that's mutter. Umutter la'arav hamursin b'derach zeh b'kli echad. You're allowed to do this act of mixing it together in one large kli. And then you give each animal the amount that it needs. You don't have to say it has to be. I'm doing it specifically in the kli, which the animal is eating out of. So it's obvious that we're doing for the purpose of feeding the animal. I can do a large amount at one time. Even a large amount of one or two kor, it's a very large amount. If that's what you need to mix, you're allowed to mix it.
The avamina there might be there would be usher because of the tircha.
It's not obvious that you're doing it to serve the behemoth, that you're doing it for the act of feeding the animal, because you're doing such a large amount. I suppose you do it in the clue that you're feeding him in, so it's obvious you're doing it for the animal.
Well, wait a minute, which would be, you're allowed to feed your animal.
Right, so doing it in a smaller kli would be more heter, right. Because, you know, it's clearly you're doing it for the part of the process of feeding the animal.
Right, so you might have thought that you would have to do
right. That now, so the Mechaber, V'yesh Oisrim, Litein Mayim Agabi Morsin B'Shabbos. Some say that it's also to add water over here. So now, there's a seat of holds that it's also. So if you recall then, when we learned Lisha, there's a malachus in the Gemara between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. What exactly is the malacha of Lisha? Rebbe holds the malacha of Lisha starts as soon as you put the water and the salad, wherever the salad would be, in the container at the same time, without any active stirring, just the act of nesina alone is a problem. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, the malach of lisha is only when you actively start to stir it and combine it together. But just putting the two together in the same kli doesn't make it not lisha. So Chazal said that lisha has a special kula, even though normally a malach of the raisa with a shini is not mutter on Shabbos. By lisha, you do it with a shini gomer. It's mutter gomer. So, losh deraisa, stirring the morsin together, etc., which according to everybody is lisha. And we're going to do it with a shinoi, and it's mutter gomer. But it doesn't help. See, if the malach of lisha starts, when you start stirring it, I stir it with a shinoi, so I'm okay. But if the malach of lisha starts as soon as I put it together in the kli, and I didn't do a shinoi with that, so why should it be mutter? Now, the Gemara does say there's a shina which you can do is you change the order of the sina. However, the Rishonim say the order of what you put in first.
The water in first.
But even that is only, that's not considered a shina gomer. That's a shini muat, a small shina. And that's only going to permit it on a lisha drabonon. So, a belila raka, a very thin mixture. A thin mixture, which is not something similar to dough, etc. It's like more like a batter. That's lisha derabbanan. So for that, changing the order would be mutter. For blila ova, but making a thick mixture, changing the order is not sufficient, according to Rebbe. There's a machlokes rishonim how we paskin. So the shita of Tosis is that we paskin like Rebbe, and that's the balei Tosis, the smak, etc. Paskin like Rebbe. So Morsin was usually done in a thick mixture, so there was no eitz of how to mix it on Shabbos, how to combine the two things together on Shabbos.
What does being paskening like Rebbe mean?
Rebbe is the one who holds even just adding the liquid is a problem. So if you'd make a thin mixture on Shabbos, or if it was ready, the water's ready, was added before Shabbos, then they agree that the stirring, you can change the stirring and you're okay. But the Rif and the Rambam Paskin, like the Rebbe Yehuda, and they're not worried about the adding the liquid. So according to them, according to them, you could even add the liquid on Shabbos, but that's not doing anything at all. And once that's true, that they're not doing anything at all, so then the only problem is the stirring, so the stirring you can do with the Shina, and you're okay. The Bir Lacha over here, the first Bir Lacha, deals with that many Paiskin Paskin like Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. He says it's the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rebbe Chananel, the Balamor, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rekech, the Zeruah, Rebbe Yeruchim, and the Miri, all Paskin Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. So like, you know, your basic Bali Hara,
all start
right? The Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, all Paskin. So the Mechaber presents that shita as the Iker Halacha, and he presents the second shita as a Yesh Armim, because he holds that's not the Iker Psak. However, the Ramah said that the Arminig is like to be Choshish for the shita of the Yesh Armim Oisrim, of the Smag and the Smag.
Rama says it over there by Lisha.
Yeah. So it's the Mishnah Berurah and Hey and Gevul. Now, apparently, this Mersin, the bran, when you cook it, maybe it clumps together, but just looking, putting it with liquid, it just basically floats around. So the Mishnah Berurah says, after Eino Bar Gibul, it doesn't really combine well. This is called Eino Bar Gibul. So now, this Machlokes Rishonim, the more it makes this skill between not Bar Gibul and yes Bar Gibul, this Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what's what over there. Many Rishonim understand that not Bar Gibul, Adarabah, the Lisha is right away. It means even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda agrees that Lisha is right away.
What does that mean? Then what does it mean, not in that, according to that understanding, what does it mean, not Bar Gibul?
No, it's something which it's possible to actually actively mix it together and stir, etc., and you'll get a mixture. So basically, it says, well, nothing happened yet, because we're waiting for that mixture, and then the mixture doesn't happen until you stir it together. So, but it's something which, as much as you stir it, it's going to just stay suspended in the water. So there, Rebbe agrees that just suspending in the water is the malacha. That's how many Rishonim learn. The Rambam learns the opposite, and holds the Eino Bar Gibul, it's not Lisha Deraisa. It's only the Rabbana.
That seems to be the way that he's reading it here.
So here, that's the Rambam.
Yeah, so he seems to be learning it, that it's...
He's learning that the Eino Bar Gibul makes it the Rabbon. So the Mishnah Berurah, however, that's Harbi Rishonim, the Afer Mursin Chai Mishum Losh, Vayim Bir Loch. That the opposite, that someone's Eino Bar Gibul is more Chomer, not less Chomer. The Rif and Rashi do agree with the Rambam, but the Tosis and Shabbos Daf Yud Ches, and then the Ravid and the Rosh and the Ran and the Rosh, well, they all say the opposite, that not Bar Gibul right away. Even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda agrees that the Lisha is right away. So how do they understand this halacha of Mursin? They held Mursin is called a Bar Gibul. Otherwise, we're back to square one. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that you can change the order of stirring it? Doesn't help. There's a malacha starts as soon as you add the water. So they hold Mursin is not called a Bar Gibul. They hold Mursin is called a Bar Gibul. So there's a machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what Mursin is. But either way, it ends up, it's that according to the first sheet over here in Shulchan Aruch, it's not Lisha till you stir it. Morrison ran a killing bane in Megabal Harbe Amat Mat. Well, you do a large amount, a small amount, you know, a small amount one at a time, doesn't make a difference. It's over the same din. So you can't do the act of Gvila, but you can add water, and then you stir it afterwards with the Shinoi. Now, what about doing water with flour based on this cheshbon? So let's think. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the malacha only starts when you start stirring it. And the shinui of the crisscross factor is mati even by malacha deraisa. So char should be mutter. But 1 second, the Gemara says it by Morrison. So according to Rishonim, hold Mursin as a Bar Gibul. So Mursin and Kamach are the exact same thing. And the Gemara is being Matur, Mursin, which is Malacha D'Raisa, Ayyadei this Shinoi, so who then you can do Kamach. But according to the Rambam, that holds Mursin is not a Bar Gibul, and that makes it the Rabbanon, you only have a Gemara which it says, by the Rabbanon, we'll allow you to do this. If you have no right by D'Raisa, you're allowed to do this. So according to the Rambam, which he made Mursin not a Bar Gibul, which is a Kula, And that Bar Gibul makes it the Rabbanon, so the Gemara only said it by Mursin, which means that Mursin is extraordinary because it's only the Rabbanon, but by Kamach should be the Raisa, would not be the same. I'm a Tasha Kosa, the Zetalia, Beshita, Sapoiskim. The Rabbim, the Osir, Sharpoiskim, Mutter. Okay, so according to the first sheet over here in Shulchan Aruch, that the Malacha doesn't start till you start stirring, so according to other Rishonim, Mursin and Kamach are the exact same thing, and we're being mad to the Raisas, Ayyadeh the Shinu. Good. According to the Rambam, we're being matter the Rabbanon's Ayyadeh the Shinoi, but not the Raisas. Okay.
Where's all this?
This is all Mishabur Zion. I mean, they spoke out a lot, but Mishabur is. Because of the Dea Kamaisa Zion. That's all. It's all according to the, and that's all totally. In the, that's all we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Abul Dazi Yeshar Shem who pass like Rabbi Shuba B'Seif Asif that they pass it as soon as you add the water, it's a problem. Tzirlu that feel the Sechem Mursin also Litan Ma'im Meshum the Nesina Samaim Zel Gibuloi Kolshkin the Sechem Kemer the Hubachal Gibul. So for sure you're going to have a problem when you want to add flour to water to flour, the same problem.
Why?
Yeah. Because adding water already is the malacha. Ches.
So according to all these, then if you had added the water to the mursan, I don't know about kemach, but at least the mursan before Shabbos, then you would be able to.
Again, so the Gemara says there's a heter in a Reis of Yehuda of doing this crisscross motion or shaking the kli or pouring from one kli to the other. I'm going to give a few examples. So, according to all the Rishonim, we argue on the Rambam, Morrison is called a Bar Gibel, which means that it's a Malacha Deraisa. And we have a Farish Gemara that according to Reis of Yehuda, forget about the adding the water process, the only issue is the stirring you do with the Shina Gomer, and it's Morta even though it's Malacha Deraisa. So, Kamach would be the same thing. So, according to those, if you pass the Reis of Yehuda, the first sheet of Shulchan Aruch, so today, or if the liquid was added before Shabbos, you just want to stir it on Shabbos. Again, the same thing. But according to the Rambam, the Gemara only says it, the Gemara says it is by Morsim, which Rambam holds not a Bar Gibul, which makes it only the Rabbanan. So according to the Rambam, I have a Gemara that by Lisha the Rabbanan, a Shinui of crisscross is one. But I have no Gemara which says by Lisha the Raisa, by Kama, which is Lisha the Raisa, that there's a heter of doing a Shinui of crisscross. And according to the second sheet, you know, as soon as you add the water, you have a problem. So that's, you know, so a person wants to go to make on Shabbos a baby cereal. So you wanted to take the water, you put in a klisheni, klishlishi, whatever, and you add your oatmeal or whatever it is, right? The rice mixture. And you want to make some cream of rice for the kid, right? So according to the second sheet, they're here, the Geisha is to forget about it. I mean, even if you change the order, the only way is to do a thin mixture. You can't do a thick mixture. Because you do a thick mixture, it's a malacha of the rice, and changing the order doesn't help.
But it would make a difference if you did it before Shabbos.
The only case would be if you did it before Shabbos. In the average case, you're making your cereal, you want to come Shabbos when you make the kid a little bit of hot cereal. You know, the baby needs his cream of rice, whatever it is. So you make a thin mixture, so then you can change the order and be mutter. Make a thick mixture, according to the Yesh Arsim, there's no weights.
There's no official issues with that? It's not like official
practice? You could argue with the Klishlishi, you know, Mishabruka, Mishabruka, Klishlishi, it's not Mavashal.
The same thing for oatmeal?
According to Mishabruka, I mean, you know, is it called Kali Bishal or not? Most places can say that we can be stammered because, you know, these type of things are not Kali Bishal. But now, let's say now the issue. Okay, I figured out how to get the liquid in. So now I need to stir it. So So the eights of stirring it. So what's my eights? It's according to all these other places, everyone else, besides the Rambam, doing a shini in the stirring would be mutter. According to the Rambam, it wouldn't because you're dealing with at least the rice, so it wouldn't help. It's you're doing this crisscross as mutter. Zot the mishabur avli memaris of mesava batar. But if you stir it or you move the, you fold the memaris is like some type of like this, or stirring it with the spoon near kalosh. According to the Rambam, it's near kalosh because remember according to the Rambam, there's no lisha by inarikim. Right. So again, this Mishabur is following the Rambam. And the Shartzian and Vav tells Sifkat and Vav tell you that's from the Rambam. I feel a core, but who is Shashir is that Tzarech Lo'ay L'chalak Lifnei by Shashir Mashabbos. It's only Mutzah make a large amount if you're going to use it on Shabbos. The Vavchi also the Tzarech Tirchah Lo'ay Tzarech. I mean, there's no hat to do a Tirchah which you don't need. So large amounts are only Mutzah if you're going to plan to use it. V'yesh Ha'isr. Who does Balachumas? Misiyata, it's the Balachumas, which is one of the Balayatosis. and his followers, the Poskim, the Rebbe, the Sirle, the Benesidus, Mayim, the Chud, Chai, Mishim, Gibel. They, Rebbe holds that Lisha starts as soon as you have the water. B'Kemach, U'B'Morsin, U'B'Ever, U'B'Choldov, and that applies to Kemach, applies to Morsin, ashes, whatever you're mixing. Al-Kain Tzarech, Shitin, Olav, Hamayim, I'm the only Yitzhak would be to add the water before Shabbos. Even from the Rebbe, there is still a problem of the stirring. So the stirring has to be done in an abnormal fashion. So there's two issues that you have to address. Finally, Abba Simon Shinchav Aleph. Let's learn. The Shom Nisbar, the Noigam Lahakra, Kisoras Balachum. There we pointed out that the Minig is to be Mach. But to have a non-Jew do it for you, that's okay. So you add the water, even though you can't have a goy to malach the raisa for you, will be semich on the shita, that's not the raisa. So they said they're abundant, so you have a b'tzarech Shabbos, you will be matter. Then once you've done that, you can do the gibul ayde the shini, which would work even if the Jew does it, right? Now v'mamayim hoyu roiskim, if the water is hot, also I feel like any Yehudi laris mekirishin mishum avashi, you have a bishul problem. El yara any Yehudi mitzkilag mayim klisheni, v'chokach yishpech mayim ala morsin, you put into a klisheni and then you pour from the klisheni, which is an irik klisheni, onto the mursin. Now, but that the mursin on nizkei b'shulchan aruch who klipas atzua and isharis benapa shemenapa mesakem. It was the shell, the husk of the tzua, which is left over in the sifter after you sift out the flour. That those shells that are left are referred to as mursin. Lion moitz, which is the shaft, and isharis beis hadisha, which breaks off during the threshing. The Shulchan Aruch does not discuss that at all. Everybody holds, even though Morrison, we're arguing, is called a Barlisha, right? According to the other Rishonim, therefore there's a heter according to Rishon Yehuda. But Bir Lochel says that Moitz, everybody agrees, is not a Bargibel. So according to the Rambam, not a Bargibel makes it more mutter. But according to all the other Rishonim, not a Bargibel makes it more oster. And even the Rishon Yehuda agrees that the malacha starts as soon as you add the water. So by taking the chaff and using and mixing that with the water, called all the other Rishonim, other than the Rambam, the malacha toisus and the Rashba and the Ran and all those shittas. So the malacha starts immediately in according to Rishon Yehuda, which is how see even some of the Krip Shaka Rishon Yehuda, but the malacha starts to rise, so adding water, and there's no etzah of doing a shinui. So adding moitz to water would be a shalav of the rice, like most of the shalav. Gets hold of here.